Monday again, do you believe it? It's the first Monday of October. Here's 2011, and the radio program is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. We have behind-the-scenes support from Evan Mantell and probably Peter Trahan. We have on-the-air support from no one. Richie, you have to put your high voice on. You put your high heels on, put on a skirt, and you can...
Oh, I don't think I need to do that.
Really? Why?
You can...
Oh, there she is. Where have you been? What are we? What's your
having
problem?
A little computer problem this morning.
No.
We're good
computer
to go
problems?
Now.
No. Yeah. All right, let's have some good news to start off the new week.
Good news blowing in your window.
All right, there are lots of people who are talking about Warren Buffett.
Mr. Buffet.
Mr. Buffet, and whether or not we ought to tax the rich more, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That isn't the good news. The good news is that Warren Buffett has been buying stocks at bargain prices, including shares in his own company. According to CNBC last Friday, Berkshire Hathaway and Mr. Buffett have bought $4 billion, four with a B, billion dollars worth of common stocks during the last quarter. $4 billion. That only means one thing and one thing only. There will not be a recession again. This guy is not going to go out and spend $4 billion buying stock if we're going into a recession, because that would mean that the stock would go down lower than it is. So if you read between the lines or listen between the lines, this means, in Buffett's mind anyway,
good news,
that we have hit the bottom. And if you're trying to buy a house, if you're fortunate enough to be able to get a loan, the mortgage rates officially, the lowest mortgage rates in the history of the country, according to a couple of CNBC sources I see. You can tell where I spent my time this weekend, Jennifer, watching and picking
up
stuff.
A little research.
Yeah, a little CNBC action. The fact that mortgage rates are the lowest they have ever been since records were kept in the 19-teens, if that's going to go back to that era. So for 100 years, mortgage rates lowest for 100 years. So that's good. Get a 30-year mortgage now down in the threes,
fixed.
Like 3.94 fixed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got good credit and you're going to stay where you are, then get a refi and get it down into the 3.9 zone, save a couple of bucks. For heaven's sakes, it seems hard to save any money these days. Same thing is true with gasoline. Gas off again 4 or 5 cents even over the weekend. The average cost around the country down about a quarter in the last couple of weeks. We all know, the cynics among us, that it ought to be a dollar or more or less than it is, considering what the actual cost per barrel is. But it takes a while. It only takes them overnight to crank it up, but it takes them a few months to examine the situation, to analyze the situation.
Have you ever seen a movie that was maybe 5, 6, 10 years old, and you look in the background when they're driving down the street at what the gas
prices
were? I was watching, just flipping through Terminator, which I think was in the early 90s, $1.13.
Yeah, great. Mm-hmm. All right, so now, back to Mr. Buffett for a moment, if we may. Mr. Buffett has suggested that we ought to be taxed more, or at least people who are wealthy ought to be taxed more. I used to be in that, I don't know, wealthy, but I used to have a couple of extra bucks. Now I'm in the same zone. We'll climb out of it. We, all of us, I don't mean we like the Pope, I mean we, all of us. And so just for those who think this is a serious argument, it really is silly. It's a foolish argument, because you don't need to wait for the president to sign any legislation that would raise taxes on people who have high incomes. All you got to do is open up your checkbook, write a check, and make it payable to the United States Treasury or the United States of America or the United States government. Drop it in the nearest mailbox, or you can hand it to your secretary, and the problem is solved. Once you've sent the check, you can spread the word. People who believe the government ought to spend your money better than you can, help yourself. You'll be an inspiration your example will carry the day. If you're, and I won't, I'm not even going to be a wise guy about that. If that's what you think, it's hard for me not to be a wise guy. Because there's so much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Why would you want to support that system? All right? So that's the proposal. Send them a check. Have a great time. Have a great life. Help yourself. The more you pay in taxes, you can deduct. Isn't there there's a state code, depending on whether the state has income taxes, right? Where you can you deduct your federal income tax. No, wait a minute. I just came up with something. Anybody know? Do we have any people who are experts in tax law listening? See if we can, Richie.
You need Stuart Buck.
Yeah, see if we can, if Stuart's up yet, will you?
He's not an expert.
Well, he's as close as we can get. Yeah, right.
Better than we are.
Well, yeah, how the deduction? I think I'm on to something. I think if you deduct, if you have national, if there's a law, federal law that says you pay, or even if you decide you want to give more in tax, you just want to write a check, I think that's deductible from your state income tax. So that would mean you would save on your state income tax. This, let's see if that's true or not. Meanwhile, I have something. Jennifer, this is just about your cup of tea.
Okay.
Women your age and older.
Okay.
This is a focus for women your age. So women in your 30s and up, do you have fine lines and deeper...
Starting to get them, yeah.
Yeah. You want to look 10 years younger?
Yep.
Beauty expert David Pollack has created products for some of the most prestigious companies in the world, and now he's come up with the biggest breakthrough of his entire career. He's introduced the Fountain of Youth. As a matter of fact, I think we sent you some of this, Jennifer. The Fountain
of
Youth.
I've been using it.
Clinically proven technology that increases skin hydration by 90%, reduces wrinkle by 63%, and here's something, if you can believe it, this product is so good, and David is so sure you will love it, he would like you to try it free. Not as Roberta says, for free, just free. F-R-E-E, free. David's giving away a limited number of free trials, so you can now try this miracle anti-aging serum absolutely free. This may be the last time you get to hear this story from anybody, because these free things are running out. Go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY. Let me repeat that. Organicattitude.com. You don't have to call any numbers. You go to the web and go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, and you'll discover why people are calling this America's number one anti-aging miracle. It's yours free. Free, free, free. Fountain of Youth, free, at organicattitude.com. Enter radio code GOODDAY.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott with AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Is Airplane the funniest movie ever? Maybe. And a new Blu-ray edition features interviews with the writers, directors, and stars, including Robert Hayes, who told me that after nearly 30 years, he's still crazy about it.
That film, it was like winning the lottery for me. They did a thing, People Magazine and ABC, what's your favorite comedy? And of the comedies, the number one was Airplane. I'll accept that. That's good.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is in your own home. Try choosing one of the latest films from your digital cable provider's Movies on Demand menu, many of them available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on cable on demand this week. Tyler Perry's back in Madea's Big Happy Family. Hannah stars Academy Award winner Kate Blanchett. Fast Five revs up with Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson, and I absolutely love The Beaver, starring Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster. See what's coming soon to your living room at rentmoviesondemand.com. Make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
her. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. Alright then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's 17 and change past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. I just asked Richie to find some jokes about vegetables, and he's now quizzing me as to whether they're specific vegetables.
Specific vegetable or
squash, Richie, the radishes,
salad, salad in general.
A little help.
Yeah, any of that sort of thing. The quote of the day today goes to President Barack Obama.
Yes.
Who was speaking at a gay rights group, I think it was last night. The president said the following, and he had a straight face, sort of a poker face. He said, quote, I've just held some productive bilateral talks with your leader, Lady Gaga. If you saw any of the video from the fundraiser over the weekend, Lady Gaga was with the president, but she had on these extraordinarily high heels.
That's all she wears.
And her hair.
Heels and meat.
So she was towering over the president at this fundraiser. Looked rather...
How tall is the president, by the way? He's not that tall.
Oh, I think he is. Isn't he 6 feet, isn't he? I thought he was fairly tall.
You think?
I don't know. I've never been next to him. I've never seen... you know, that's an interesting question. Anybody know? That's the... well, let's make it the 2020 News Quiz question. Right? It's 20 past
the hour. And we'll take any answer because we don't know.
Well, we'll figure it out. Between now and when you give us the answer, how tall is President Barack Obama? 800-510-8255. And for extra credit, the extras, let's see, we have Doug Steffen Paraphernalia. We have these books that we're giving away. We've got the e-food. If you want two prizes, you'll tell us how tall Lady Gaga is with all of her hair and her heels. In hair and heels, how tall is Lady Gaga? And how tall is the president? 800-510-8255. I believe he's taller than I am. You're taller than I am, Jennifer.
I am.
When you have your heels on. Mm-hmm. Richie, you're a little taller than I am. Yeah, all right. So what's the scoop? How tall is President Obama? At this event, the president spoke about a gay soldier's question at a Republican debate a while back. After a couple of boos were heard, it was mostly reported the audience members booed the soldier. L.A. Times said the question was the thing that got booed. But I thought it was interesting the president made reference to it. At any rate, you can feel free to call us at 800-510-8255 with the answer to the question on Good Day.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
How bad is it, Jay?
The economy is so bad. For the Patriots-Dolphin kickoff tonight, the officials had to provide their own coin. That's how bad. The economy is so bad, Lady Gaga now dressing up like a man to get the higher salary. That's how bad. The economy is so bad, Kim Kardashian actually seen buying items from her own clothing line at Sears. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The economy is so bad in Texas, Rick Perry had to execute convicts just by throwing a toaster in the bathtub. That's how bad.
I don't know, should we be joking about something like that?
You know what? If you can't laugh, what are you going to do?
Exactly. Laughter is the best medicine, so it is said. Oh, my golly. It's 25 past the hour already. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're working our way through the things that are of interest and import. Let us go back to the thrilling day. This day, by the way, we're working on President Obama's height and Lady Gaga's height. So the question here is, how tall is the president and how tall is she? Not how tall is she in her garb with her hair 6 feet tall and the shoes.
Right.
That, yeah.
Just what in real life.
In real life, how tall is she? 800-510-8255. The reason we're asking the question is because they appeared on stage together at a fundraiser late last week. Okay? How tall is the president? How tall is Lady Gaga? 500-510-8255. So last on our list of things here is, at least in this half hour, is a return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear, when on this date, 1995, in a Los Angeles courtroom, Orenthal James Simpson was found not guilty of the stabbing deaths of his wife and Ronald Goldman. He smiled, looked at the jury, and said, "Thank you, thank you." Meanwhile, the family of Mr. Goldman has made it their life's work to try to get O.J. Simpson in a hammer lock. He's now serving how many years in a prison in Nevada?
What is it, 15?
Is it 15 years?
10? I can't remember, something like that.
All right, so does O.J. Simpson ever see the light of day again? He's been in prison now for, what, a year or so?
Mm-hmm, at least. I think maybe even more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I still think if you get away with that, don't you just disappear and go somewhere and stay out of trouble? Ugh.
What, if you get away with killing your former wife and her friend?
Even if you didn't do it, even if the guy's innocent, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Even
right.
If he's innocent and you went through all that drama in public, don't
right.
You just disappear?
You do if you have any common sense. He obviously does not have the common sense
Ugh.
He was born with. And plus the fact, when you become, you know, I honestly, people are going to really look at the radio strangely now. What position, Richie, do you remember what position O.J. played as a football player?
Yeah, running back.
So he would be subject to lots of hits, right?
Yes.
As a running back. Okay, you know where I'm going with this?
I know where you're going with this.
All right. It is my theory, and this is something whether we can probe it now, I mean, he's in jail, so maybe you have a minute or two or three to examine his brain. The brain of O.J. Simpson was compromised. You've heard all of the excuses in the world except this one. O.J. Simpson's brain was compromised as a football player. He had concussion after concussion. You get hit, you know where I am in the concussion problem department when it comes to football and soccer and hockey and cheerleading and all these other things. And I think doesn't justify it, but I think if you probably did a little digging, that you would find that OJ's problem. This is actually a pretty good press release, Richie. How'd you put this out? Stephen now feels, this is the headline, Talk Host feels O.J. Simpson, I don't want to say not responsible, but the reason he did what he did was because he played too much football. I think that'd be, how would that be received by the media, huh?
Hey, you know what? You never know. His brain is different, obviously. He thinks differently than everybody else.
I'm not trying, and I'm not being facetious about this either. Well, maybe a little tongue-in-cheekish, but... it's something to think about, right? Food for thought. 800-510-8255, 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. A lot of budget hotels may have pioneered the idea of free food when you're on the road, but believe it or not, there are some deals at chains and local properties across the country. With some chains, you already know what to expect. Hampton Inn is thought to have been the first U.S. hotel chain to offer free breakfast. Holiday Inn claims to have pioneered the Kids Eat Free concept, but now you can find Kids Eat Free promotions at hotels like Hyatt and Marriott. You might also be surprised by how easy it is to negotiate a free breakfast or meal credit. Even if it's not automatically included in the price, all you have to do is ask. Another option is to skip the traditional hotel room and opt for an extended stay suite. A number of extended stay hotels, such as Residence Inn, Embassy Suites, and Staybridge, include that free breakfast. You can also make meals in the suite's kitchenette for a lot more savings. Staybridge Suites offers fully equipped kitchens, plus a breakfast buffet and on-the-go bags available as early as 5:30 in the morning. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Start another great American amazing day, or an amazing, could be an amusing amazing American day, or an American amusing amazing day, or an amusing American amazing day. Which do you prefer? You like the last one best?
I like the last one best.
Good for you. Yeah. Jennifer and Richie and Doug here with you. We're talking about O.J. Simpson, who was acquitted on the state in 1995. We also talk about the president speaking at fundraisers, including one with Lady Gaga, and she appeared taller than he, but is he really? Let's find out how tall the two of them actually are. That's our 2020 News Quiz question. Renee, listening to WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hello, Renee.
Good morning.
How do you do?
Just fine.
Good for you. All right, what about the height of the president, first of all? How tall is he?
6'1".
6'1" is correct. How tall is Lady Gaga?
5'1".
That is correct.
Wow.
Did you see?
So think how much she had to be wearing to be taller than him.
Oh, right.
Six-inch heels and that hair headed for the sky. Did you see the pictures, Renee, that we're talking about?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, pretty weird. I don't know, weird.
Well, I think she's weird anyway.
Of course
anyway,
she is. That's
exactly.
But you know what? That's what you have to do in order to be, you got to get attention somehow or other. And the way to do that is to be different. All right, so now what do you think of my... let's move on a little bit because I want to get some people thinking about what I said about O.J. Simpson.
Oh, I agree 100%. I lived in L.A. when that verdict came back.
Yeah.
So
did you used to listen to me on KBC when I was...
I did.
Did you really? Good for you. So you lived there and you heard all the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't make a whole lot of sense, did it?
Nope.
Didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense anyway.
Nope.
So do you think my idea that he had... brain damage from playing too much football has any merit?
I think that, and he was probably on some kind of steroids and also some kind of drugs.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. There's some consideration for us to think about. Renee, hold on just a second. Thank you. We'll take good care of you. Thanks for listening. 800-510-8255. I have a couple of different phone numbers. I was about to use the wrong phone number.
Were you going
to
give out your home number?
I was not going to do that, no. 800-510-8255. James is in Tennessee. All right, James, you have some thoughts on O.J.?
Yes, sir. He could just be biologically prone to be violent and full of anger and rage because there's genes that people can inherit from the parents that lead them in that direction.
Right. Wasn't there some other, where did I just see or hear something similar to that about some other case? Let me rattle that around in my brain. What do you think about the idea that he may have brain damage from playing too much football?
Well, in my case, when somebody is better than me and can knock me around pretty easily, I tend to be nice to him.
Uh-huh. You know, all right.
The bigger guy wins, but the Fox P2 gene gives you the ability to speak, and then the Delta gene helps you fight diseases.
Right. All right. We got our medical lesson. Thank you. Here's Rick, who's a football coach. All right. So you're a football coach, so can you speak to whether or not you think O.J. had brain damage from playing football, getting hit hard?
Well, most of the research I've seen on the brain damage, multiple concussion syndromes,
yep,
tends to be more Parkinson's or Alzheimer's dementia type related.
That is correct.
I tend to think O.J. is just a sociopath.
Just nutty.
He probably feels entitled because he looked at Reggie Bush making $50 million right out. He was in a small market before free agency. O.J. was never particularly rich.
Yeah.
I think the verdict in L.A. probably reinforced his sense of entitlement, and that's why he was unable just to disappear and play golf out of the spotlight.
Okay, so now the latest is, I think it was Jennifer, you and Richie were talking about how O.J. is being pampered in jail by the gay crowd in jail. Is that right?
Apparently part of his posse is called the ladies or the girls. And he gets special massages and is treated like a king or a
by the girls
in jail. Yeah,
really, not the same references we have for Jennifer's girls.
No.
These are all boy girls.
Yeah. These are boy girls.
The fellas.
Really.
Apparently he's quoted as saying he's bored beyond belief.
Yeah.
And breaks up his time by playing baseball.
Really. So that's it. That's all he has to do. He's
treated like royalty by his gay posse known as the girls, which apparently gives him special massages.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Interesting. Love that National Enquirer. They get all the good stuff.
Yeah, they broke the story.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Yeah. OJ's not broken, apparently. Let's just humor me for a minute, all right?
You ready?
Can you humor me? Richie and Jennifer and everybody, the discussion about concussions and where all this is going, I found over the weekend yet another example of how this whole business, the concussion problem, the whole business of in football and in wrestling and boxing and hockey, there is a quiet yet subtle move to change the protection that the players of these sports have on their heads. Not quite the case, though, with soccer, because, as you know, there's no helmet, there's no protection. Has anybody ever seen anybody playing hockey wearing any kind
of... No, but I have seen them hitting the soccer balls with their head, because that's legal.
Right, exactly. You hit the ball with your head, and when you consider that the soccer's hitting your head about 45 miles an hour, what do you think that does to your head? The case study that I saw was for Taylor Twellman, who got his first concussion in his college soccer debut at the University of Maryland, Richie. He got rammed in the face. There was an incident, got rammed in the face, broke his nose in three places. A couple of years later, he was playing in Munich, another concussion, when he knocked heads with a fielder during an exhibition game. Third time came during a national team practice in 2003 when another player elbowed him in the head. Got a fourth concussion when he was kicked in the face during a Major League Soccer game. Broke his orbital bone, his nose, and his jaw. He had never had an exam for any kind of concussion. How in the name of God you go through four incidents like that and have no doctor say, we better check out his brain and see what's going on? They don't want to know. The Los Angeles Galaxy goalkeeper Steve Cronin came in contact with Twellman, and the ball hit Twellman in the face, and he got punched in the face. He had another concussion. Fifth one. He now has symptoms at this point of migraines, sensitivity to light, vertigo, nausea, impaired vision, fatigue, insomnia, and memory loss. He's heavily medicated and apparently is still playing. Is that true? What do we know about it? I don't know that much about soccer.
I couldn't tell you.
Taylor Twellman. See if you can Google that name. Were you one of the two of you?
I can tell you that there's a headgear for soccer for concussions, and it's kind of like a headband.
Really?
Like what dogs get when they can't scratch themselves?
No. No, that's a cone.
Oh.
Really? I mean, it looks like a headband. It just covers, you know, like your traditional headband, but this one's a little bit more...
How does that keep you from getting a broken jaw or a broken nose?
It won't help the nose. It helps for concussions if you get headbutted or if you headbutt the ball.
Caleb Smallman is retired.
Yeah, and he's just found that too. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He is in a deep depression on alcohol and painkillers. He has, according to his spokesperson, said he thinks he's going to die, and when he does, he's going to donate his brain to science to research the effects of all of these concussions. So he says, I have a headache every day of my life, from the time I wake up till the time I go to bed. He's apparently an ESPN soccer analyst now. So what is that? Why would you do that to yourself? I guess we've discussed this before when it came
because there is a desire to be an
football
athlete.
Yeah, but any of these things, you make so much money. I don't know how much money is a soccer player like that. How much does he make serious money?
Somebody? Probably not that much. No. There's a few soccer players that, like David Beckham, that will make money, but I can't imagine they make as much as any other sport.
Yeah. Well, it's something else that in that area that we're talking about that needs to continue, I think, needs to have continual focus and investigation needs to be more continuing investigation. There's investigations going on now among certain sports, but this is a big thing for parents, seems to me. If your children, you hear all the expressions about the soccer moms. If you're a so-called soccer mom and you hear this, are you still going to encourage your child to play soccer? I'd be interested in hearing from some soccer moms, soccer moms. 800-510-8255. Yeah, Richie.
The website where I found this headgear is called momsteam.com.
Momsteam.com.
Yeah.
So what's the theme of this? Is this getting mothers to buy these protective...
I guess that... it's one of the sites where I saw it. But, you know, I guess mothers, soccer moms have gotten together and they have a website and they highlight this headgear to help protect the kids.
What's the name of the site again?
Momsteam.com, a trusted source for sports parents.
Why don't we list that? Why don't we put that up at Doug Steffen? We'll report it on our website, DougSteffen.com.
Sure, Jennifer can post it in the hourly updates. Sir.
Yeah, okay. And then we have, somehow or other, we got to see if we can find somebody from the group. Can we do that? Will you send that along to Bob and see if we can find somebody from that group? I'd like to have more info on that. How do you like that, folks? Back to being public servants that we are. Proud, and we stand together, tall and strong, not as tall as Lady Gaga, but close enough. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamajamas. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamajamas? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit Geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
So we're talking about sports and concussions. The definition of sports, I heard this past week, and I wish I could remember where I heard it. Sports is the civilized way of venting violence.
Michael Harrison.
Harrison said that. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Richie. Yeah, that's right. When we were on Friday, we were talking, right? Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's a big Patriots fan. He's a pretty big sports fan. And somehow or other, we get off onto, we do some of the material that we use on the Countdown Show, which is the other program, the other radio program that I do. Michael comes on to go through the list of the hot hits every Friday for the weekend show. And somehow or other, because sports is always a factor in the Countdown, a lot of people are talking about what's going on in the world. I've even found myself listening to some of the sports stations around here just to sort of see what everybody is listening to. I don't like most of the talk radio shows that I hear, because I think they've become contrived. So instead, I listen to the sports shows, and I find they've become kind of contrived, too. But it's different. You know, these guys with their, I'm a sports guy voice. I can't. Bridget, have you got a couple of good sports guys in Washington at the sports
Steve
station?
Steve Zabin's really good.
And does he have a voice like that?
What's his voice like? Not as gravelly, no.
Yeah. And who's Tony, what's the, Kornheiser?
Tony Kornheiser.
He's
yep.
a Washington guy, too,
it's
right?
A great yep. name, yep. Yeah. Kornheiser.
What's his voice like?
Jewish. He's very
right.
funny. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, there are a lot of guys who really, I have great respect for Dan Patrick. I think he's done a wonderful job
he's
of creating.
Great. He's very good.
A brand name, if you will. He's like Dave yep. Ramsey in that sense. Created a brand name for himself, well, not by himself. He said a lot of people helping him along the way, but he's created a national brand. And it's because there is a certain niche, a way to handling these things. I think the most clever of these fellows, and Patrick may be one of them, the most clever of them weaves sort of what's going on in the world that isn't sports into what is going on in the world of sports. And therefore it becomes a pretty interesting conversation. Right? Has there ever been a sports person run for president? I don't think there has been, is there? Anybody?
Well, Arnold, kind of. Oh, no, he didn't run for president.
No.
But political.
Yeah.
Lots of congressmen.
51 after the hour on Good. Yeah, Jack Kemp.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet, with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN, or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That Wawa Wawa. This is not Barbara Wawa. It's the Listen Now department of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. 53 minutes after the hour now. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and I. Technology in our focus now. Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor, has a revelation. If you can guess which country spends the most time on Facebook, you guess that. He's going to give you a swell prize. Or Alex is going to tell us, and we won't give him a swell prize because he's here as a valued member of our community, right? But seriously, think about in terms of countries. If you're going to say America, I'm betting you're wrong. Only because my gut tells me it's some other country like Swahili.
Yeah, that'd be too obvious, right?
It would be too obvious. Right about that, Jennifer. So anyway, if you want to know which country spends the most time on Facebook, you'll be on the edge of your chair for a moment until Alex Goldfain explains it to us next on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Who spends the most time on social media websites? An interesting study from Experian finds that Singapore, of all countries, spent more time on Facebook than any other nation. A citizen of Singapore spends an average of 38 minutes and 46 seconds per day on Facebook. In second place, New Zealand at 30 minutes per day. Then Australia, then the United Kingdom, and then the U.S., which clocked in at just 20 minutes of Facebook per day. So, if you think we have it bad, Singaporeans spend twice as much time on Facebook as we do. Next, as a percentage of total time spent online, Brazil leads the world in social media time, with nearly 19% of all internet usage being devoted to social media. The U.S. was in third place, with 15% of time online being spent on social media. The country with the fastest growing Facebook use over the past year, India. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes for free at techtailorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Okay, in the best traditions of this program, I was not listening to what the answer was. Was anybody?
Uh-oh. I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, Rich, okay. You didn't let us hear. This is your fault.
My fault.
Yeah. All right, so what's
everything
the answer? Did you hear it?
I didn't, no.
So play it again.
Okay.
I want to hear which country it is. Just get to the point where he says which country it is.
I'll have to get to that. Hold on.
Right, give me a minute. You have to go find a hole. All right, yeah. In the meantime...
Vamp.
Amazon's Kindle Fire is something that has caught fire.
It looks really cool.
What did you say they're selling for, $1.89?
$1.99.
$1.99, okay.
Yes.
Apparently, the research that I saw here suggests that the Kindle Fire cost the company about $210 to actually make.
Well, I guess they figure you're going to be buying product from them to populate the device.
Is that what it is? All right, so
maybe,
this is a lost leader in a sense.
Yeah, that's where their loss maybe is made up.
Okay, got it. Meanwhile, Richie says Singapore. Thank you.
Yes. Huh.
For giving us that bit of information. Here's the story from DougStephan.com about a mother's Facebook post that cost her son's high school team 3 wins. This is, I guess, under the oops department. Perry County High School in Ohio or Iowa, one or the other. The mother's Facebook stats cost the high school 3 football game wins.
Mm-hmm.
The mother's Facebook statuses reveal her entire family did not live inside the county. Oh, I see what happened. She had boys attending the school that were not eligible to play for the team because they came from another county. They apparently have a divorce in the family. And the one parent lives in one county, the other lives in the other county. And so the boys, they thought, the family thought these schools in this county were better. So they had the kids sort of shipped in. And they were
playing.
That's
like a movie, you know, and somebody gets turned over and then the real team steps in and they win on their own.
Right.
Oh, and then the angels sing. Have you seen that movie?
So her sons were deemed ineligible. But they got the information on what was going on in the family from her Facebook post.
Oh.
So you get it? The Facebook posts back and forth that she's in a different community and, the boys are playing in this. I mean, she's obviously not too bright. So, watch what you put on Facebook. It'll come back and bite you in the you-know-what. 59 after the hour on Good Day.